It's time to turn on your chardingers, prepare your taste buds, because an art exhibition underway in Christchurch is shunning the visual in favour of some of our other senses. What might we find when we stop looking is running until May 29 at Pumaniwa Community Exhibition Space. Multimedia artist Joe Buzinska went on a series of sensory walks through Ototahi, recording sounds, foraging food, collecting materials that are now incorporated into the exhibition. I spoke to Joe about that exhibition and started by asking her what attendees might be in for.
The whole premise of the exhibition is about using the non-visual senses. So there's things that you can smell and touch and taste and feel. And in the exhibition, it remaps the city of Ototahi Christchurch through a series of multi-sensory installations. So you might start out in the Kahakatea Quarter, which takes you back to the ancient Potokar forest fragment of Putaringamoto, Rickerton Bush, and you will hear that and smell that. And then there's a mechanised quarter where you can touch and smell a brick and listen to a mechanised soundscape. There's also a big ambulance soundscape. The project was based around going on lots and lots of walks, so the main soundscape reflects that. It's basically the sounds of a walk around the city that goes around the gallery, and the river runs through it in the fluid quarter, where there's also a scented fountain, which I have created using oils and hydrosols from foraged plants along the banks of the Otakaro Avon River. There's also a tactile border where people are invited to literally feel their way through the flora of the city with a blindfold. And there's also an area, the nurturing quarter, where I've worked with the forager Peter Langlands and the chef Alex Davis. And that is not only sound, but also something to taste, which is a tonic created from foraged, indigenous and introduced species. So something for a lot of the senses and the senses interacting with each other.
And you've created an art perfume, haven't you? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was kind of something which emerged from the kind of olfactory dimension of the work I was doing for the exhibition, because there's three different accords, let's say, with three different installations in the exhibition. There was the one that was kind of the woody one from Rickerton Bush, and also kind of included ideas of parks and gardens of the garden city. And then there was kind of more urban accord in the mechanized quarter, kind of the smell of dust, tarmac, and roasting coffee, the kind of things that you smell right in the city centre. And then there was the kind of the Otakaro Accord, which was influenced by the river, so kind of fresh and watery smells, and also a lot of the plants that I foraged actually when I was walking by the river too. So I was doing a kind of perfume course, a Perfumer's World perfume course at Fragranzi with Francisco van Erd as part of my residency. And that project was to make a perfume. So I thought, oh, well, I'll combine the ideas that I've been thinking about for the actual installation and make them into a perfume. And then I showed it to quite a few people, and a lot of people were saying that they would like to wear it. And it was like, oh, well, maybe it does really work as a perfume. So I kind of went and tweaked it a bit and reblended it slightly and decided that would be launched as a perfume. My new perfume label is Osmic Resonance Crossmodal Perfumery. So it's all about the senses interacting with your sense of smell.
What do you sort of hope that people walk away from this feeling, or what do you hope their reaction is? Or is it really just think of it what you like? Each experience is different.
Yeah, everybody will have their own experience. But I guess I hope that people will leave the exhibition maybe thinking about a different way of engaging with the city, maybe not kind of rushing around and just using their visual senses, but actually kind of experiencing the city and through a different sense, which actually gives you different knowledge and different experience and can be really rewarding. And it can tell you important things about your environment as well, which is some of the things which are woven into the exhibition too. So hopefully it's making people maybe think about how they use their senses, because we all dial down the non-visual. Our world is kind of constructed like that in kind of Western society. So just to take a different approach.
Yeah, multimedia artist Joe Buzinska there. What we might find when we stop looking is running until the 29th of May at Pumaniwa Community Exhibition Space in Christchurch. I've just looked it up as well. It's free. So if you can get along, make sure you do.